Lecture topic: Repel evil behavior with good behavior.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Bugün hazırız maddes. Even quite a few time he gave this maddes, even when he was in South Africa, he gave this maddes at the airport. Idfa billati hiya ahsan. He says that you get two types of people, and you just treat them separately. Two types of people, you treat them separately. One, the wrong-headed person, the crooked head, and one, the straight-headed person, Salim al-Taba. Kajbahim, this person is the person you must keep far from him. He'll harm you, he'll hurt you. And any kind of advice you give him, it makes no effect. Salim al-Taba is the person who is straight-headed, whatever you tell him is worth talking to him. He becomes very close to you very quickly too. Teaching us that who you should make friends with. And when you begin to study that person, you come to realize that this person is a dangerous person for that. And the more you become close to Allah Ta'ala, the more everything opens for you. You'll be able to see that person you must keep far from. Because he's a crooked head person. He can harm you. And the straight person, you can make him out that he's got Salim al-Taba, and his tabiyat is very Salim, Salamat. He'll listen to you very quickly. And accept his faults very quickly. So Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, اِدَفَعْ بِاللَّكِي أَحْسَنَ. In other words, Muzumanda is trying to say that evil with evil that is not right. Always when it comes to evil, remove it with some kindness. Now this is something Allah Ta'ala is giving us, it's called akhlaq. That if a person causes harm to you in any way, in return you must have the best of manner. Now this is now in our 24 hours, this is the character which Hazrat had in us. I always understand it now. When Hazrat left South Africa, he gave this majlis at the airport. In other words, what a big lesson he left. To tell us this much, that remember this much, that this is what you're supposed to have in you, the akhlaq of the highest. Akhlaq is so great, so highest, that if anyone caused any harm to you in any way, anyone caused harm, not such thing as this person, that anyone, no matter it's your wife, your child, anyone, your friend, your enemy, either far billati hi ahsan, remove it with kindness. This is something we have to bring to our mind, and this is nice things. Because if we remove with kindness, then the outcome will be that would have become a very close friend of yours. And now, what is happening? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran. Now, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, what is even more than that? He is giving us the remedy how you must carry on in this world. How you should behave in the world. With people who are against you, who cause harm to you, whether whosoever it may be, but in return, you must be so kind to that person. That person in result will become so close to you. He become a close friend of yours. Like it's no more your enemy at all. Today this is what we are lacking. You notice that we did namaz, everything. What we come to know that how to save the situation. For example, if you look at it very carefully, if you're a father, you have all kinds of children in front of you. Now it's no right, you have to be very careful how you behave with them and how you treat them. If you treat them equally, that is the right thing to do. And if you do not show equalness to everyone, then it's obvious it will cause harm. It will cause. Likewise, notice in your life that if you love someone, your child, you love so much, that love is between you and him, but you do not show it to anyone. If you show it, in other words, you will not fulfill the rights of others. Like if you're a grandfather now, and you come to realize that your grandchildren come to your house. It's obvious you have some very close grandchildren who are very close to you. But when it comes to equality, to be equal with everyone, to make sure that I must not show anyone else that I've got more love for this person, Yusuf alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, did the same thing to me. He told Yusuf alayhi salam that do not talk of this dream to them. And the reason for all that jealousy was because of it. So if you want your children to be equal, then you must make sure no matter how much of love you have for each other. If you want to bring out love, then make sure you must be equal with everyone that loves you. The Shaykh does not even show the love that he had for his special murid. No matter how close that murid, he will not show to everyone else, because to show that was what will the outcome. Very bad. So either Fabil Lati Asan, all that fall into it. Then you must make sure this, but they do not bring about any kind, will bring about this condition that you know what mind that person can tell the father, you are more favoring this person. Do not do anything of that kind. In other words, breaking ties. That God will break. So how important it is that you must make sure that you must be good to everyone. Try. Make that thing. And today that's the biggest problem. That son is close to the father, that daughter is very close to the father, that son, bichara, he is outcast. Then he has this problem of this how to. Alhamdulillah, if you look at it, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not show any on that. Al-Adhi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Nabi Karim made all prayer, ukhwa, and came to Madinah, everybody became brothers. Allah is crying, say, who is my brother? Who are you, my brother, in this world there too? Nabi Karim told him, what are you crying for? So this is so important that how you bring about unity, love with it. And this can only happen if you bring about accepting your faults. I made a mistake, I must put it right. And the love of the family is very important. That's why I find many people, they are always together but not together. Always together, not together. And many people not together but always together. In these times I realize more that if you're not together but you're always together, it's better than together and not together. You find many people today, you find occasions, functions, you find they are happy and you know they're meeting each other and they're so happy, it's unreal. But all the time they're not happy. It's just a fast thing they do. So we have to bring this condition to us that Allah Ta'ala is showing us that bring about this condition, akhlaq of that kind. Either Fabil Lati Asan is something else about it, but this to show you Allah Ta'ala says bring that akhlaq in you that brings about close friends to you. Close friends that will ask for forgiveness, will even take good actions. It must be good actions, not bad. However, if you want to take revenge, Allah Ta'ala is saying in the Quran too. If you want to take revenge, you can take revenge, no one's stopping you, but do it the right way. But not for you and I. Not for you and I. The revenge is he gave you one slap, gave one slap also. The revenge is he told his person, swore your mother, you swore his mother. Not more than that. In other words, anything that you do is equal. Equal in that. Who is doing that? If that is your mother, that is your mother and father, then we will not have equality in us. So for us to behave like that, although Allah has said in the Quran, do not, you can want to take revenge, you can take revenge with this thing. But we all know that we cannot be past in that. So equal for us is this, but that we must always be with good actions. Because there's a lot of oppression to take place. It is no balance at all. Because we will exceed in every way. You must understand we are not balanced. If you ask yourself this question, what balance do you have as far as anger is concerned? Everyone saying I'm balanced, but you go out of balance. Anger is so much. The person says, you know, I work very hard, my anger, I got no anger. Everyone write to me, Mona, make dua, I got so much anger. I said, dua cannot help you. Dua cannot help you. Dawa is wanted. You can tell me you got balance, you got no balance at all. So what kind will you, how will you be protecting yourself? Every small thing you get in angry, every small thing you take it. So can that person, can he be do equal to taking revenge? He'll never be taken. It's impossible for, and we is beyond us. We must not even think of taking that revenge. The smallest thing a person tells you, you get infected. The smallest thing. Then where is it? So we are not supposed to, while you're driving a car to, that person just passes you like a Sputnik. You got so angry, looked at him. That looking at him, you show that you have no control. And look at him. The moment you, the person driving a car, he hooted behind you, the way he hooted at you, the moment you look at it, that means up to now you got no control. So that kind of person, where is it? What can he do? He'll be out of control at the time he stays with his situation. So will he bring about balance? To say he must take revenge. What revenge is he going to take? What revenge is he going to take? The wife will tell you something. You just play up. Where is that sabr that you're supposed to have? The sabr that is called sabr, where the sabr is preserved? Then keep quiet immediately. If someone has to tell you something, this has become, then we are of these people, we are not supposed to take any kind of revenge at all. Don't even think about it. Allah Ta'ala is giving us the permission, but not for us. That's why Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba Ikram, for 13 years in Makkah al-Mukarramah, they were given no permission to take revenge any kind. How much of harm was caused to them? All kinds of harm. David, what we don't talk about. Open the history, you come to realize the harm that Nabi underwent is unreal. With all that, he was told not. The Sahaba Ikram even go to ask him, what must we do? We must fight now. In no permission. Not to use the hand, not to use the tongue. Why for 13 years Allah Ta'ala said that thing? The reason for 13 years to bring about that condition in you, that it becomes so strong in your heart, that you, no one can move you. Everything you do for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Nothing for your nafs. And we are full of our nafs. We are full of our nafs. So we are not supposed to become of any kind. We are supposed to kind, be very show kindness to everyone in the world. So show the part bil latihi asan is for us. But even you do good things, bring about good character. Taske can become a samaj ajayi. It is only can understand this. Because it's something, the Quran ayat is very small. But if you can talk for hours in that, you can talk for hours. Because we are faced 24 hours in this condition. That we all kind of evil is taking place in front of us. Yet we combat it with what? With evil. We supposed to combat it with kindness. Kindness. In every way. So that's the thing. That's what Hazrat says, one nicely says, we are not like the hunting dogs. Hunting dogs. The hunting dog, when the master leaves it, it moves. And the moment he stops there. He's your nuts like that. He's your nuts like that. Then the moment you say something, the nuts say, stop. Don't stop. No. No one stop. You're looking at something. The apps you're looking at. The apps. Nafs say, carry on. Nafs say, stop. Are you stopping? You're not stopping. So where is that hunting dog we're talking about? The hunting dog is straight away. The moment the boss, this the owner holds the reins, the dog stays in. Did you any time, you and I, the time we're looking at all the apps, instead stop. Did we stop? So that means we have not control of our nafs up till now. Where's the control of our nafs? The moment you're walking somewhere, you're walking, and the moment you saw the woman, the nafs told you stop. You still continue looking at that stuff. Now you continue looking at that woman, then where's the control? You haven't got sabr for this, what kind of sabr you have that? Sabr you have to have for everything. Sabr you have with everything. Idha fa'bil lati ahsan, Allah Ta'ala says, that he said and done with a person one another. But to make sabr with everything, this is a majlis. Majlis will talk of everything. Hadith says, majlis will talk of everything. Because you came, you are Islam. You may have came out from outside, you came, you looked at a woman how many times? You may have come outside, you came to the majlis, you said you looked at the apps. And what you may have looked only Allah knows. So this is the majlis, not a bayan. It's for everyone I'm talking about. When you came out from here, came back from here, how did you speak to your wife? If you got angry with that, please, sabr, idha fa'bil lati ahsan. That means you're not being good at all. You lost everything. So as he says, that until unless you do not become controlled of your nafs, and control your nafs is, you must remember, is 24 hours. 24 hours control your nafs all the time. You're making sure that you not, you know, you do everything what Allah wants you. Nafs will not overtake you. But how many of us are making Islam then? No one did Islam. As he said, Salim Uttaba, a straightforward person, straight-headed person, he, if you advise him, he will listen to you and he become a friend of us. But then you get the crooked head person, you cannot understand them. On that, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi mentioned in his majlis, a person who was a crooked head person. But he did not know that. He said that, he wrote a letter to Hazrat. And he was not in the majlis, he wrote a letter to Hazrat. He says, Hazrat, I've got a neighbor. He's causing a lot of harm to me. Causing a lot of harm. Hazrat, send some gifts to him. I got one, two friends, you know. They were so big heart, they sent him to give to the neighbors. The neighbor causing more harm to me. I got one, two friends, yeah. He gives so much gift to that person becomes his enemy. He does everything against what he wants. You won't do anything with you. So I'm thinking of my friend, you know, when I'm reading this thing. That how much of gift he gives him, in return what can gifts he give him? So that Thani bin Ahmad told me, I gave him gifts. I send everything, I make salam to him and then gift to him. In return he became worse. Look at that, why? This is called a Hakim. This is what you call a Hakim. No one can give advice like this. He told him, stop all gifts, stop all talking, and stop making salam to him. Now if you and I would just read the thing and say, look, what is talking about? What is talking about? Because we are not Hakim. We are Neem Hakim, half baked, you know. Whatever come, he just say it. He knows what he said. However, he told him this much, that make sure that no salam to him, make sure they don't send any gift to him, and just walk away from him, but don't look at him. He started doing that. You know what he writes? Hazrat Musidha, he goes Sidha, oh yeah. He became straight now. He became straight. Now, you and I must understand that we can't do that. Until you ask your sheikh or someone. Because he asked his sheikh. There's someone who died. Now you're thinking, now you heard this thing, now let me do let me do the same thing. You have no right to do that. You have to ask whoever you have trust on. And when he tells you to do that, you do that. And just to show you, Hazrat Isaiah said that you get two types of people. Salim Uttaba, a straightforward person, straight-headed person, you can speak to him, he said very quickly. And the person who is that kind that you have to deal with, differently to people. That is very important. So look how good akhlaq, he did not win. But not say bad akhlaq, did not be salam to him, don't be vulgar with him, but close contact or clearly. Close contact. It changed his life, that person became very close to him. So some people say, you know, I try so much, yet that person did not become. You mean to tell the Quran is wrong? Inna walil hamim. That Allah Ta'ala says, Kanna walil hamim. That you know, he becomes a close friend. You can't do one, two times if he continues. continuously do it, and the time will come that you become very close to it. So Allah Ta'ala has amal kare tawfiq nasib. So that was one part which I was trying to say, which is very important, because today the time is such for Allah that there's no tie at the moment, no family tie. Everyone's showing everyone's very good, but no one is good. No one is good. So we must change our ways of it. We must look at our habits, what wrongs we are doing, and put it right also. Then Hazrat Thani Hazrat said, Asal ittiba ahkam hai na kaifiyat ahwal. Today, you know, when you follow, we're looking for conditions. We're looking for? You read namaz on a condition. If I get a certain condition, I read namaz. If I read Quran, I must get a certain condition. If I get that condition, I read Quran. So in other words, I'm only becoming a follower condition. If I enjoy namaz, today I enjoyed namaz, I'm going to read extra namaz. Tomorrow, that condition not day, I'm not in namaz. I mean, Quran was, today I'm enjoying the Quran, how much, you know, I'm listening to Quran, it's so wonderful. Some people cannot read Quran, they listen to Quran. So sometimes they get the, you know, they get the hal, you know. They listen to Quran, they get the hal. Yeah, today I didn't get the hal. So I didn't get the hal. Yesterday I got the hal, today I didn't get the hal. So yesterday I enjoyed it, today I'm not going to listen to it. So what is falling? It's falling in loves, in hal. The day he does not get a condition, in namaz also, he got a spare time. He wants to make zikr. Today he's not making zikr, but no, I'm not getting that condition, man. If I get that condition, I can make for hours. Now, I did not get that condition, I'm living. True person will not do that. Because he says, the maqsood asli amal bit taqwa bit taqwa. Amal bit taqwa. Anything you do, you must do with taqwa. You must not have this condition in you. A person who follows these conditions, if a person who only follows it when he enjoys his business does not, he did not do the same Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes it becomes shirk also. It becomes shirk also. That you know you're doing for that sake. You're not doing for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. You're not doing for the sake. Do you care? Allah Ta'ala said, Darkar for my, like Musa alayhi salam. He asked Allah Ta'ala, Rabbi alini ke, Rabbi alini, and the lake, Wala Muslim. That was a kafiyah that came to him. That was a kafiyah that condition that came into him. That made him feel like that you know what, how to say. But in return, Allah Ta'ala made it a muhammad, a khas, khas, maza ata. Because we get a maza that comes into him to say, Allah, I'm to see you. With Quran also, I'm to see you. So he says, Jaisa ke kafiyah, ahwan, look here, lekin Haq Ta'ala ne farmaya, lan tarani. You want that condition to come and then enjoy to seeing me, but you cannot see me at all. So try to show that mujhko hargiz na dekhoge, fir Musa alayhi salam izran nahi farmaya. When Allah Ta'ala told him that, oh Musa, you cannot see me, Allah Ta'ala, then Musa did not insist. He said, just kept quiet. So that's the condition of people today. That we only follow in condition about it. If our condition is like this, that must come out. However, hadiya mein sirf muhabbat ki niyat ho. Another thing, when you give gift to anyone, give it with intention of muhabbat, nothing else. Today people got some, you know, some motives. You know, I'm going through some difficulties. Let me go and meet this guru and give something to him and ask him to make dua for me. Now when you take that gift, he's going with intention. He's going with this intention, Hazrat, make dua for me. Now that gift is going for what? He's like, you know, saying that without the gift, the dua cannot be made. Without make, so you have to give that gift to make the dua. The person comes and he says, ke farmaye gaye sahab ne rasool sahab ke liye hadiya diya, aapne do de de, un sahab ne kaha ke bas do hi de. One person came out and he comes to ask for gift. Allah said, Nabi don't give two. He only gave me two. मैंने तो सुना था कि आप बहुत बड़े नो यू गिव गॉड सो मच ओनली गिव टू ये तमा लेकर आए आई केम विद दिस ग्रीड दैट्स हाउ दैट पर्सन सेड आई केम विद दिस ग्रीड आई वांट सो मच एंड ओनली मी टू बहुत कुछ दे दे हुजूर सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने कुछ कर दिया ना मालूम कर तो फरमाया कि मैं होसा नहीं दें मैं अब हर एक हज्जा को कबूल नहीं करूंगा आप ने मेरे नॉट एक्सेप्ट नहीं मैं इसका बोल नॉट एक्सेप्ट एनी वन गिफ्ट वेरी क्विकली वाई बिकॉज दिस इज द कंडीशन दैट इज कमिंग ऑन You're not supposed to come with any condition. Hey, I wish I'm going there now. I will get so much. The dua is something when it comes to hadiyah, it says muhabbat. You must give it only muhabbat. I'm giving this gift because of, I love my sheikh. I love my ustad. I love my whosoever. You give with the intention of muhabbat, especially your sheikh is giving muhabbat. Now at the time, rahmatullah alayhi, one person brought gift to him. The other, I'm giving you this gift, you know, make dua for me. He said, acha bas, jazakallah, take a gift and go. He said, my, I don't accept gifts with dua. One person send money to me. Other than pay said dua for me. I don't send dua. And he send money back to me. So he's teaching us how we must behave. We must know how to give gifts to. And another thing when you give gifts, give what he likes, not what you like. Give the gift what he likes, not what you like. Like one person he got gift to the Tanzi Rahmadullah, he said that it's so something to eat, he said, what make ya karu? You brought the gift for me, but I'm gonna give to others to eat. That's why if you love someone you must know what he wants to. You don't have to ask him, but who those are close to him, you can ask them to. And you must not feel in the heart to ask him what you want. You rather get a small gift and give a big gift that does not benefit at all. And remember, don't look at others what gift they are giving. Give what your heart gives. When you give with your heart a gift, that gift is something else. When you cannot, you'll be surprised. I've always mentioned that, you know that Buzuk was going? He was going on the road and what he did? He just brought sticks and gave it to you. But what love he took the sticks and he said, this stick of mine, keep it. When I pass away, make the water hot for me, for my ghusl. So that Allah Ta'ala forgive me. How he accepted it. So gifts did not mean that you must look at it, but look what kind of gift he wants. What kind? The gift he wants, that's the dua. Anything you do, you must look at it, what your sheikh wants, the best thing, what your ustad, or whatever it is. Whoever it is, your mother also gives it. Today, gifts also, you don't look at how others give it. Don't look at the what that person is. There's no such thing as competition. Today is competition. You know, that person giving a gift, I must be a better gift. The phone person, oh, you gave what your son-in-law, that. Okay, that phone up. You say, okay, I must be a better gift than that. So, but what is it? There's no ikhlas in this. Ikhlas is you give for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever you may give, you will have this. So, hadiyah also is very important, who you give it to, but give the muhabbat. Not for the sake of this thing here, that, you know what I mean? I'm going to give this thing so that they make dua for me. You make the dua with him, you don't make it, give him to. His muhabbat for you is you must come for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Don't give gifts. Like if other time you never accept anyone's gift for the first time. If a person comes for the first time, you say, I have to pay tata, how can I accept it? Only one person he had to accept. He says, Hazrat, Misayyadu. Misayyadu. Just because he said, Misayyad, on that he accepted that gift. Others should not accept that gift too. And he told him that I've only accepted the gift because. Sayyid, you cannot just keep quiet. And the person says, Sayyid, if you just keep quiet, Sayyid. But Sayyid must also live like a Sayyid too. He must know why it's called a Sayyid. That you live like Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, life as well. But that does not mean if you come to say a person is a Sayyid, that you must also behave. He's not saying, he's a Sayyid, look how he's behaving. That's between him and Allah Ta'ala. You must accept him as a Sayyid. And you must make sure that you respect him for his sake. If you don't respect, you'll be answered with Allah. The fourth point of the majlis for this month is Idfa' billati ahsan. That's the most important part of this majlis. The majlis. Anyone who do harm to you, you must be good to them. No matter what it is, if they cause harm to you, whether it's your child, your wife, your friend, your enemy, anyone cause harm to you, Idfa' billati ahsan, become very kind to them. Unless you do not have this quality in you, take it out. I must be kind to them. They can cause any harm to me. I can tell you so many wuzus, how much harm they've been caused by people, but they were very kind. At the time, rahmatullahi, when that person throttled him, he was actually could have died. But when they got hold of that person and came to Hazrat, this person has done harm to you, we now will take him to the police. He says, what are you talking, take him to the police? If you take him to the police, what will happen to his family? What will happen to his family? In the far will let the answer, what will happen to his family? What do we do today? People are put in jail, do all kind of things. I'm just giving an example of the Buzugan again. That person came with a big knife to kill the Buzug. He came with a knife in front of him. Allah put cash into that welcome knife. He told that person, you know what, whatever near you come, just do it. That person fell on his throat and said, you take and kill me. Either part will let us. Who caused harm to you, you must be good to them. I'm just giving a few examples. If we can only follow these things, inshallah, you won't find one. In other words, the Buzukana Jinn did not have one enemy. We must also have not one enemy. Then only you can say, Allah is very close to you. If you have any enemies, that means Mano, that is also a person, the mu'min. If a mu'min has an enemy, then Mano, this much, that you are nothing. Allah Ta'ala, and Amr Kani, Tawfiq Nasir, Waqar Da'an, Alhamdulillah, Rabban Atina, Bittunya Hasan. وفي الآخرة حسنة وفي العذاب ثم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك النار فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا توفني مسلمين صلى الله تعالى على ورحمتك يا رب.